Joining me in the studio now is Mayor Joe Henry, Florence Mayor Joe Henry. And Joe, over the years, I think I came here 8 years ago, so you were kind of like 2 years into your tenure when I got here, so you were already mayor then. And one of the things I noticed was just the way that Florence kind of flowed into doing the things it needed to do to make progress happen. And I don't know to what extent that was your doing or the council's doing at all, or maybe it was that way before you got there. But talk a little bit about the city in motion and how it's come to kind of get that name and what your participation in that was.
Well, thank you, George. We could spend a lot of time talking about the things that have transpired in the last 10 years, but I can just give you a brief overview. When I got elected mayor, I kind of ran on the platform that Florence, while there were many good things in our community, was rather in hibernation because nothing had really happened in terms of any improvements in our infrastructure or anything since the late 90s. When they did a lot of things in our community. They built the event center. They built the library. Then this period of time for 10 or 15 years went by when we were very dormant. And that's one of the reasons that I first got involved in city government is because nothing was happening in our community and there were some things that I didn't agree with and some things that I thought should be happening. So I got involved 10 years ago on the city council and found that we didn't see eye to eye, and we butted heads. So at the end of my first 2 years, I decided to run for mayor and was elected. So at that point in time, we did a few things. We created a work plan. We adopted a motto of being a city in motion. One of the best things that we did is we brought on a new city manager, or actually from internally, we promoted our finance director, Aaron Reynolds, to our city manager position about 7.5 years ago. And that's one of the best things that's happened in Florence for a long time because she has not necessarily brought on a staff because we had some really good people in our city staff. Due to the former administration, nothing was happening, I guess is a good way to put it. Aaron she leads by example. She has molded this team into what I think is one of the best city governments in the state of Oregon, if anywhere. And we've accomplished a lot of things in the last 10 years.
Looking at her work ethic, she's just focused and just continually, and that's as an outsider looking in. I mean, she obviously embodies what you would want a city manager to be as far as taking the responsibility and going with it.
Well, that's one of the things that I think I brought to the party is being able to recognize that she was the perfect candidate. She was vested in the community. She had a finance background. She's a CPA. She has a great family, family involved in sports and other activities. So just a perfect fit for the community. And as you mentioned, her work ethic is she leads by example and she stays there however long it takes to get the job done. And then that's what I've always admired.
As mayor, even on city council, you get to see that kind of divide between the people who say, well, we like it just the way it is, don't change it. To the other extreme, where it's we need change, we need progress, we need to do that. How did you kind of find that balance between the two? Because you've got people who are long term, lived here most of their lives, some of them all their lives, and you got the newcomers coming in. And we did it this way here. How do you balance that?
Well, I think that we have controlled the growth in Florence. We have grown in population. I think now we have 9,300 residents. But we have not gone crazy and tried to grow Florence. If you don't grow a little bit, you're pretty much going backwards. So we have controlled a lot of the growth, maybe too much. As like every other community, maybe in the country, but especially on the Oregon coast, we have a housing shortage.
Right.
And we have worked hard on that. And there's some really promising things out there, 4 or 5 developments in our community that will provide an adequate source of housing in the next 2 years with one problem. And that is the recent escalation in the cost of financing and the cost of construction. If these projects penciled out 6 months ago, since that time, financing costs have increased 75%. So they may not pencil out at this time, and I'm just afraid and hoping and praying that those don't come to a halt like they did back in 2008 when the same thing happened in our economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of rough because, you know, a person, they do their plan, they do their business plan, they do their construction costs. We're going to move forward on this development, and maybe something that people are seeing here in town, a couple that, you know, we talked about for a long time, then all of a sudden, you know, we don't see anything happening. And it's sort of out of the hands of city council. I mean, it's not, you know, you guys can be positive and getting it started all you want, but when things happen, then, you know.
Well, like many things, it's all about the money. And the city does not, nor does our charter really provide for us to provide financing for housing. Some cities do that. Some cities pass bonds to do affordable housing. We have not taken that route. And as I said, with these developments that we've gotten going in the last year or so, it could go a long ways toward helping to solve our problem, assuming that they're not put back on hold again, like because of the financing costs.
Well, and I think the cost of construction, too, everyone goes, well, it's going to come down again. But, you know, the feeling is always, well, it'll never quite come down to what it was before the pandemic. You know, they get an idea that they can charge more and then they don't really want to go back, you know.
Well, it's like gasoline prices.
Yeah.
They go up
quick,
instantly,
go down slow.
And they trickle back down over a long period of time.
Yeah. Now, a while back, I was at an event that you spoke at, and you said pretty much 10 years is enough. You were getting ready. I mean, you must have some big plans, you know, or are you just...
Well, I've put in 10 years on the city council. It's sort of a thankless job, although I didn't take it for the thanks. It's not a paid position. So, and maybe in a few minutes we can talk a little bit about the election process that's coming up. But I've just decided there's some other things I'd like to do, some travel and so forth, that
it's
would
time.
Be easier if I weren't involved in the city council.
It's curious because is it because of the size of Florence, the financial aspect of it? What was it when Florence was created that they decided not to pay the city council? Do you know the answer to that?
Well, there are very few city governments in the state of Oregon who actually pay either their mayor or city councilor. Mm-hmm. I think there's only 10 cities in Florence that pay their mayor.
Or in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
Some city councilors, but they get a small stipend. The majority, 90% at least, of cities don't pay anything. So
I didn't realize that in the state of Oregon.
Well,
I guess it varies from state to state, probably.
Well, it probably does. I'm not real familiar with that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the mayor of San Francisco gets paid.
Yeah, I think he does.
And the mayor of Portland gets paid.
He might get a few bucks, yeah.
But interestingly enough, it's a 100% volunteer position. You've got to really want to do it, and you got to be dedicated to it.
Thick-skinned? Does that help?
Yeah, you got to be fairly thick-skinned.
Yeah.
I've pretty much always approached it on the basis of everything that we as a city do and that I do is dedicated to making Florence a better place to live.
Let's talk about the election process. Now, June 1st, it begins. People can start applying for the mayor seat and 2 city council positions that are going to be coming up. Now, if Rob Ward decides not to run for mayor, because I know he mentioned that publicly, does his term extend past the 2023 or does it end in 2023 anyway?
His term actually ends December of
22. So yeah, so he would, so it would be up one way or the other. So there's still those three positions. Are
correct. There will be three positions. So one thing I need to make clear is that I'm speaking as an individual at this point
not
in time.
Not as the mayor of the city.
Not as the mayor or not representing the city of Florence.
Right.
So I don't know if you want to move that to the front.
We can certainly move that to the front, and we can just restate it right here too, so people, because halfway through the interview. But talk about the election process a little bit.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, there will be three positions on our city council open, one for mayor and two for city councilor. The mayor's term will run for 2 years. The city councilor's terms will run for 4 years, so that they are staggered with the other two city councilors to expire on.
So you're not replacing the whole council at one time.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So Bill Meyer and Sally Wants will remain on the council with another 2 years to go on their terms. So as you mentioned, Rob Ward, if he decides to run, which he has publicly stated that, but he has not filed yet because...
Well, today's the first day.
When those forms are available.
By the end of today, we might know one or two.
Maybe. We might know one That's or possible. Two by the end of today. There have been a number of people who have publicly stated that they're going to run for city council and for mayor. So we'll just have to see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm. And again, I think we had it in the news yesterday, you know, the qualifications to be able to do that. You have to be a registered voter in Oregon, registered voter here. Have to be at least one continuous year as a city resident.
Correct. Yeah. And within the – actually, inside the city limits.
Right. Not the urban growth boundary.
Not the 97439 zip code.
Right.
There is sometimes some confusion about that. But those are the minimum requirements. But I think people need to understand that, for instance, being mayor, for example – in my 10 years as mayor, I have probably averaged somewhere between 15 and 20 hours a week that I've dedicated to the job. You have to attend at least two regular council meetings and two work sessions each month. There are other activities that councilors are involved in, such as urban renewal, Lane Council of Governments. For instance, I'm involved in the Oregon Mayor's Conference, and they have conventions and such meetings that you have to attend. So it's not just a two-meeting-a-month job. It's anywhere from, as I say, as a counselor, probably 10 to 15 hours, and as a mayor, 15 to 20 hours a week.
Knowing what you know now, would you go back and do it all over again?
Yes, I definitely would. There's the majority of the job of being mayor I really enjoy. There are some parts of it that are difficult. It's supposed to be a partisan or a nonpartisan government. However, it doesn't end up that way during
the
election. You'll see during the election process that it isn't really nonpartisan. It is during the actual governing of the city, it's nonpartisan. But then from the outside, it's definitely not nonpartisan.
There's a lot of push on both sides to get their what they want in place.
There is, and I always have to fall back on the city charter and say that the business of the city of Florence is primarily providing essential services and safety. 90% of our budget is committed to providing those two things, and that's our public works and our police department. Yeah. And many people want to stretch many things out of our budget that are not provided for in our charter.
Right. And that would be at the will of the council if they did decide to do that.
Well, there are certain things we can do and certain things we can't do.
Right.
Some cities, you know, go over and above that. But at the end of the day, it's about money and who's going to pay for it.
Right, being fiscally responsible for the people that are given the money.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think we have been very cautious. Our budget's in better shape today than it's ever been. We have less debt than we've had for years. And we've accomplished some pretty awesome things over the last 8 years, especially.
Well, actually, including the – you had the paper burning for the Florence Event Center.
Absolutely. Got that paid off the event center. We built a new public works building. We remodeled our city hall. We did Revision Florence to beautify Highway 101. We have a new state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind river access beach park, the Exploding Whale Park. So, and I could go on and on about the things that we have accomplished. And again, it's primarily a reflection on the council working as a team, despite some differences of opinion, and our staff.
One of the other things that was a big impact on Florence as well as the rest of the world, obviously, was the COVID-19 pandemic. It didn't really seem like, I know we had to stand back a little bit and make some changes and go with kind of what was going on legally or recommended. But that's kind of taken a back seat now. Things are opening up. I mean, obviously, we just had Roadie Days, which was a huge Roadie Days, you know, compared to many that we've had even in the past. What's coming up? I mean, what can we expect in the next couple months?
Well, George, you mentioned Roadie Days, and that was awesome that we had that many people in town. It just felt really good to be able to get out and do something. And as you say, the pandemic has settled down. It hasn't gone away.
No.
And we're praying that it doesn't come back. But in the meantime, we're almost back to normal. We've got some really exciting things coming up. We're going to have fireworks on the 4th of July. Our block party is coming up on July 15th, and our night out in the park for the police department's coming up, I think, on August 7th. So we've got some really exciting things coming, and I think it'll kind of help to make people feel better about things in Florence. So. And speaking of the night out in the park and our police department, that's one of the things that I'm very proud of. And as I'm sure everyone knows, we recently lost our chief of police, Tom Turner, and it's a huge loss to our community. He was just an awesome guy, and we're all pretty shocked and by that. We have John Pitcher is now our interim police chief until we make a decision there, and John's just a real fine example of having people ready to take over when something happens.
And again, about Chief, you know, he was a great chief, but he was, like you said, he was a great person too. He embodied everything that you would want someone in that area of service to be, along with compassion, you know, understanding, intelligence, you know, and the ability to teach others.
Yes, and that's something that the average person doesn't perceive in a police officer. And I think that's one of the legacies of Tom Turner is the fact that we do have that attitude in our police department, starting with John Pitcher and the other officers. We've got some fine young people over there. When I say young, they're younger than I, but so yes, we were very proud of him and the department that he helped to create, and we're certainly going to miss him. Yeah.
Mayor Joe Henry, thank you so much. And again, we will state that you were here as an individual. You were not here promoting the city in any way, just kind of talking about your tenure and what you liked and didn't like about what happened. So thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you, George. It's always great to come in and talk with you. And
well, I'm sure we're not done yet, right? We'll probably have a few more of these.
Have a few. We can even do that after I'm not mayor.
There you go. We'll do that. And that wraps up our June edition of Our Town. Stay tuned for next month. We'll have a whole host of new interviews with folks around town. And who knows, maybe out of town.